Nothing is tidy. Nothing is the way it's supposed to be. If it was, I wouldn't trust it. Would you? I've been thinking about progressive politics and the people who do progressive politics and wondering what it is that they expect. Are things equal? I mean, I know that certain members of our society who have been invisible for many years are more plainly visible now than they were, say, 25, 30 years ago. Maybe I should say 50 years ago. But I still think that most women are airheads and most men think with their cocks. Tonight, somewhere in this program of experimental dance and pop music, maybe unconsciously, I want to deal with the image of masculinity. Because it is an image. It's a social construction. But there's a naturalness to it as well. I don't know any fucking answers. There aren't answers. Nothing's easy. This is Kill Radio. It's amazing that we're even on the air, that we can barely, function with the equipment that we've got, and it's so bloody hot here. But somehow it gets done, doesn't it? I mean, you're listening. And you're thinking about things while you're listening, and you're being progressive too. Aren't you being progressive while you're listening? Maybe I am the typical male. I doubt it. Anyway, I'll have something more to say upstairs. Masculinity. Welcome to the chill room. Now, this song is supposed to be about lesbianism. But lesbianism itself is some kind of socially accepted part of pornography. It's something that young people today sort of play at. But really what lesbianism is female bonding. And since so many of us can't accept real female bonding, we have to denigrate it as lesbianism.
Don't you go, don't you go downtown. Sonny, don't you go, no, don't you go downtown. Because of the saddest thing in the whole wide world, see a baby with another girl.
No, maestro. I rather like the actors in this play. Even you, maestro. But I hate this play.
I like the play very much, but I hate the actors.
I have an idea. Let's reverse roles.
What an unsettling idea.
Thank you.
there is a similar distinction between knowledge placed at the service of human beings and knowledge as a means of power and domination. I think I'm being powerful and dominating. If masculinity is constructed within our culture, if it has led to war, imperialism, the arms race, what we have right now, it has equally led to the domination and destruction of nature. Rationality has traditionally been claimed by men as an essentially male attribute and the justification for their power. Women are fobbed off with female intuition as compensation. The rational, from this point of view, is what the conscious mind works out for itself without assistance, while the intuitive is what the conscious mind comes to understand when it permits itself to remain in touch with the subconscious and with the emotional levels of human psychic activity.
Enough times to think I see the holy kiss that's supposed to last eternity. Blow up in smoke, it's destiny. Falls on strangers, travels free. Yes, I know now traps are only set by me. And I do not really need to be assured that love is just a four-letter word. Strange it is to be beside you many years, the tables turn. You'd probably not believe me if I told you all I've learned. And it is very forever fleets of ships run through my mind, I cannot cheat. It's like looking in a teacher's face complete. I can say nothing to you but repeat what I heard, that love is just a four-letter word.
Went rips inside her. She swallowed the spider.
She swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
There was an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now, how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird.
She swallowed a spider. And the spider went rips inside her. She swallowed the spider.
She swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
There was an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now, fancy that. To swallow a cat. She swallowed a cat.
She swallowed a bird. Now, how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed a bird.
She swallowed the spider, and the spider went rips inside her. She swallowed the spider.
She swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
There was no lady who swallowed a bird. What a fool to swallow a bird. She swallowed a bird.
She swallowed a cat. Now fancy that, to swallow a cat. She swallowed a cat.
She swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed a bird.
She swallowed a spider. And the spider went whoops inside her. She swallowed a spider.
She swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
There was an old lady who swallowed a horse. She died, of course.
There was an old lady who swallowed a church. There was an old lady who swallowed.
swallowed the state. There was an old lady who swallowed the earth. There is an old lady who swallows me.
How can I tell what's real and what's not? Everything looks the same, sounds the same, tastes the same.
Seems like I'd be the last person you'd want to ask.
Why not? You're obviously not here. I'm obviously not here, which means this is a creation of my mind, which means I'm really just asking myself.
You're talking to yourself. That's a lot of unnecessary explanation.
Hey, I'm trying to work this out. It requires give and take, even in my own mind.
What was the question?
How can I tell what's real?
Does it matter?
That doesn't sound like something I'd ask.
All right. Your concern is that if you act in the real world based on information that's not real, the results are impossible to foresee.
With you so far.
But information is incapable of harm in and of itself. Ideas are neither good nor bad, but merely as useful as what we do with them. Only actions can cause harm.
That sounds like me.
So you do nothing. You refrain from taking any actions. You continue to throw out your ideas as you always would, but if they're based on faulty assumptions, your team will point that out. They won't do anything that could hurt them.
Face. You were.
No, I wasn't.
You came in here with Wilson
that
and...
That was a hallucination.
No, you...
This is a hallucination.
My friend told me this morning that the object of much fetish recently is a cruel person. She's teasing a friend of his. She won't have sex with him, but she'll come on to him. And she's rich, and she's young, and she's divorced, and she's free. And she can do what she wants. What do I have?
To help you.
Yeah, nobody tries to screw up, they just do.
You were out of control, you were shooting more.
I can make people better. You two decide to trade that for jotting shoes.
If you're suffering from side effects, then we can look at that.
You value the physical so much. Let me put this in terms you can understand.
You're unbelievable. Even when you're out of your mind with anger and fear, you still couch it in logical terms. Hallucinating?
Yeah, I'm hallucinating.
No, I mean right now.
Are you hallucinating? How did you know I was...
You were yelling at me. You were calling me Wilson.
No.
You're losing your house.
I never called Wilson by his name.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, the hallucinator is going to tell the hallucinatee what happened.
You're not the hallucinatee. Wilson was the hallucinatee.
You think maybe you're focusing on the wrong thing here?
Cutting the eyes was the hallucinatee. The bathroom was the hallucinatee.
Bathroom and figures.
What figures?
You wet your bed.
How many wars throughout human history that were started and conducted by women? How many acts of violence are perpetrated by women? What proportion of acts of violence were propagated by women?
Thank you. to shining sea.
Reason to bitch, no reason to hate life.
Well, here's the flaw in your argument. I enjoy hating life. I don't hate life. I enjoy it.
I didn't say it was rational.
HIV testing is 99% accurate, which means there are some people who test positive, who live with their own impending doom for months or years before finding out everything's okay. Weirdly, most of them don't react with happiness or even anger. They get depressed. Not because they wanted to die, but because they've defined themselves by their disease. Suddenly, what made them, them, isn't real.
I don't define myself by my leg.
No, you have taken it one step further. The only way you could come to terms with your disability was to somehow make it mean nothing. So you had to redefine. You have dismissed anything physical. Anything not coldly, calculatingly intellectual.
Why are you protecting